You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, I am very pleased to introduce a brand new guest to Conducting Conversations. This is a gentleman that has not obviously done a show with us before. His name is Frederick Jodry, and he is the president of Museum Concerts. Welcome, Frederick.
Yes, I'm very pleased to be with you here tonight.
It's great to have you here. We're going to learn everything we ever wanted to know about Museum Concerts of Rhode Island in their 44th season, I understand.
That's right. Yes, it's a long-winded organization.
Right. Now, first, before we talk about the concerts, let's talk about you a little bit. Are you a Rhode Islander, first of all?
The question is, how long do you have to live here before that's you can say yes?
Well, but that's kind of technical.
Getting close to 20 years, so I'm tempted to say yes.
Okay, well, after 20, you'll be official.
Excellent.
All right, good. And what do you do here in the beautiful Ocean State?
My main job here is to conduct the choirs at Brown University, though I also have a very strong interest in Renaissance and Baroque music. And so the two groups that I'll be talking about tonight, Museum Concerts as well as Schola Cantorum, are both groups that present concerts regularly around Rhode Island of all kinds of wonderful early music.
Excellent. Well, the Museum Concerts is kind of, a lot of people might be saying, wait a minute, museum and concerts, and how does that go together? And
well, it is a presenting organization that started 44 years ago at the Rhode Island School of Design, and concerts of early music were given in one of the galleries. The concert series has migrated a few times over the decades, but we still have our mission as to bring outside groups and occasional Rhode Island groups to present early music concerts of instrumental and vocal music from the Renaissance and Baroque periods.
That's great. And there's going to be an event coming up very soon. What's the date of that event?
The next Museum Concerts is Sunday, February 20th at 3:30. We have a wonderful group coming from New York City called the Four Nations Ensemble.
The Four Nations Ensemble, all right. We'll find out more about that, I guess, in a few moments. And you brought some interesting music with you, some CDs, and what are we going to listen to that is first up for us today?
Yes, well, actually, the first thing we're going to do is listen to my Renaissance choir, which is called Schola Cantorum of Boston. It's a group I started when I was in grad school. We're celebrating our 25th birthday this year and have a concert coming up on Saturday, February 5th. We're doing music by Heinrich Schütz, his Musikalisches Exequien, sometimes called the German Requiem. And like Brahms, he assembled a series of German texts rather than the traditional Latin texts. And I have some Schütz from a performance we did in Pawtucket a couple of years ago, Schütz being exactly 100 years before Bach, so a late Renaissance composer also from Germany.
All right, now just to keep the players straight, we talked about the Museum Concerts in Providence, and then we talked about Brown, and now we're talking about Boston, right?
Well, it's funny. I have a group called Schola Cantorum, and technically we are called the Schola Cantorum of Boston, but for quite a number of years, we have been coming to Rhode Island as well. Even before I was employed here, we brought some of our concerts, found audiences very receptive. So okay. I suppose it's been at least 20 years that Schola has been singing in Boston, Newport, Providence, all around New England.
All right, well, let's listen to this first piece, and then we'll come back and find out more.
Oh,
Very enjoyable piece of music, kind of puts you in a good mood.
Yes, the text, Cantate Domini, let us sing unto the Lord, cheerful and set with organ and cello. And I like Schütz's music because he's right at the end of the Renaissance and at the beginning of the Baroque period. In some ways, he lived a very long time and wrote a vast amount of vocal music in a wide variety of styles.
Now, I know that when I present concerts, I happen to have the great fortune to travel around the country and do that a lot with a cappella music. I know that when I'm planning the program, I start with something usually a little bit light and up, you know, and then that type of thing. And is that what we just heard, perhaps, is maybe
that
something?
That was, in fact, the opening piece from a concert. Though the next piece we're going to listen to, also by Schütz, is a little more indicative of what we'll be performing on February 5th, Saturday in Providence. Die mit Tränen sehen is a psalm text, those who sow with tears shall reap with joy. So he starts off with this very interesting harmonic progressions to illustrate tears, and then, of course, gets quite lively and dancing to be reaping happily.
Now, where will we be on February 5th?
Oh, that's great. We'll be in Providence on Hope Street at St. Joseph's Church, right at the corner of Hope and Arnold Street.
Hope and Arnold on the east side of Providence.
That's it for Schola Cantorum's performing Schütz Musikalisches Exequien.
We'll listen to this next piece now.
Great.
Freude mit Freude und Freude.
Frederick, as usual, music becomes very interesting to our listeners here on the Classical Station when there's something just a little bit different. They don't hear this every day on our station.
That's certainly true. Beautiful style of music.
Absolutely. And so if they're interested in attending.
Sure. Tickets are sold only at the door, but it's a large church with really nice acoustics. And we never quite sell out, so you're sure to be able to get tickets at the door. If you want to know more about us or look at a map of the location, www.scholacantorumboston.com.
Okay. Should we spell that out for everybody?
Sure thing. Schola is with an S-C-H-O-L-A. Cantorum, C-A-N-T-O-R-U-M, and Boston, we're probably fine.
And for those that wanted to use the telephone?
274-5073-4 if you want to receive any further information. But the website is really your best bet see more about the group and get a map and pictures of the location.
All right. We're going to stay on the same track with this next music that we're about to listen?
We'll go forward about a generation. Dietrich Buxtehude was a very important organist between Schütz and Bach. When Bach was a young man, he traveled on foot and spent a month under Buxtehude's tutelage. He got permission to go away for 2 weeks around Christmas time. Instead, he stayed away 2 months, missing Christmas at his church job. Imagine that. he was, of course,
No longer had a church job. Probably,
well, no, he had left his cousin in charge, and of course, all of those Bachs were amazing musicians. But Dietrich Buxtehude will perform next the Kyrie and Gloria from A Missa Brevis, wonderful five-voice polyphonic writing by Buxtehude.
Frederick, you mentioned that the group is, your involvement anyways, about 20 years?
Actually, 25. I started the group when I was a student at the New England Conservatory, and one studies all of these composers, the Renaissance composers, and the more I thought about it, I thought, actually, they were all singers. And the idea of a Renaissance choir is a small collection of voices, 10, 12, 15, often reading off of the giant books you see preserved in libraries, and working without a conductor. So that is our goal, to treat chamber music, to treat choral music in a chamber fashion, where each person's contributions matter, and where there's no one absolutely out front in charge.
Kind of a lot of people might be able to relate to the King Singers, for example.
Actually, very similar in style to the King Singers. Now, for this upcoming concert, because we're doing some double choir music, we're as many as 16. And I do at times I do a little more conducting than I might with smaller groups. Doing Bach's wonderful double choir motet, Comme Jesu Comme. And some of the Schütz Exequien has double choir movements as well.
So there's a need to get started and finished in the same place.
That's right. But it's quite an amazing collection of singers, and I'm very excited for Saturday, February 5th.
All right. We'll reiterate those dates and times for you, but we have time to sneak one more piece in here before we take our first break. What'll that be?
That's the Gloria from Buxtehude's Missa Brevis.
We'll listen to that, then come back and have more about museum concerts of Rhode Island after these messages.
Gloria in excelsis Deo, et
people at Robert's Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Robert's Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Robert's Musical Instruments.
We are back on Conducting Conversations and having a very pleasant evening listening to some beautiful music provided to us by Frederick Jodry, who is the president of Museum Concerts of Rhode Island. And he is also here wearing several hats, and we've been listening to music from your Boston hat.
That's right. The Schola Cantorum, my wonderful Renaissance choir, which is based in Boston but has performed frequently in Rhode Island. We'll be singing here on Saturday, February 5th at 8 o'clock on the east side of Providence at St. Joseph Church, which is a corner of Hope and Arnold, right across from the Rue de l'Espoir.
Okay.
Yeah. And our website, www.scholacantorumboston.com. Tickets only at the door.
And I can recommend you go to dinner at the Rue because it's great. I live in that neighborhood, been there many times myself, and then just go across the street and get the concert.
And there you are. Only need to park once.
Oh, there, that's perfect. And that's a great church right across the street there. I know it well.
And very nice acoustics for wonderful Renaissance music.
But we are here today to also talk about museum concerts.
Right. This is a group I've been involved with almost 20 years now. Started by Mary Sadovnikov 44 years ago, giving concerts in the Great Gallery at the Museum, the RISD Museum. And we've kept the basic mission, presenting early music on original instruments by people who have studied what it takes to play the violin as Bach knew it in its early form, or the Renaissance or Baroque flute that's a lot simpler, only one key rather than 15.
Hmm.
Now, finding out all the interesting sounds that these composers expected.
I think it would only be right if you were preserving early instruments that you should just have an a cappella ensemble there sometime.
Well, that's why I'm so fond of working with Schola, for sure.
Okay.
Our next program is quite interesting. It's a wonderful quartet coming from New York, the Four Nations Ensemble. I think they're named after a set of chamber music by François Couperin, Les Quatre Nations, and that is a quartet of violin, baroque flute, cello and harpsichord. But the most exciting part is that Christine Brandis, a fabulous Baroque soprano, is coming as well. That concert takes place Sunday, February 20th at 3:30. And these days you find museum concerts at the Cathedral of St. John, the Episcopal Cathedral on North Main Street.
Rather than in the museum itself.
Right. At a certain point it got a little complicated dealing with crowds and tickets and people who wanted to look at the art and those who wanted to see the music. So we've been settled at the cathedral for a couple of years now, and we find that's also a very beautiful space for music.
And you brought us a CD of that group?
Yes, the Four Nations Ensemble has recorded a fair amount. We'll listen to a little bit of Le Clair, which is some 18th century French music. A very lively dance, the tambourin, which is trying to imitate the sound of bagpipes playing out of doors.
I can't wait. Here we go.
Thank you.
That was Four Nations Live, and from the CD that Frederick brought in with him. And speaking of CDs that you brought in, there is an opportunity for some people to purchase CDs that of the first music we were playing, right?
Well, certainly. Yes, we usually sell them at our concerts as well.
So they can you can pick it up at the concerts and bring them home.
There you go.
There you go. All right.
Yeah. The Four Nations Ensemble is in residence at the New York Historic Society. Obviously, historic music and historic locations often go together.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the reasons why we love to play at the cathedral downtown in Providence, St. John's, for museum concerts, a very beautiful historic room with lovely acoustics. And coming up on Sunday, February 20th, Four Nations Ensemble, and with the soprano Christine Brandis.
All right. And we have another example of that group?
Oh, yes. Quite a contrasting piece. So if the first piece was a very jolly out-of-door dance, this next cantata by Antonio Caldara, he is a contemporary of Vivaldi, is a very serious religious theme, the penitent Magdalene at the foot of the cross.
Hmm.
So the crucifixion from a very different point of view. We hear Christine, as well as the cellist, Loretta O'Sullivan. The cello has a very important part in this particular aria. Pompe Inutili by Antonio Caldara.
All right, it's a little bit lengthy. We're going to try to get it all in this segment and then take another short break.
Excellent.
Thank you.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
We are back on Conducting Conversations and listening to music provided to us by Frederick Jodry. He is the president of Museum Concerts of Rhode Island in their 44th season, and an event coming up on February 20th.
That's right, Sunday afternoon at 3:30. Museum Concerts presents groups at the Cathedral of St. John on 271 North Main. You can find information at museumconcerts.org. And also in the ArtTix, if you'd like to purchase tickets in advance, the wonderful provider for the Rhode Island community, ArtTix helps take care of our pre-sale as well.
Well, that's great. ArtTix is known to most people, so go online, check that out, and get your tickets in advance. You don't want to be left out in the cold.
That's
although
right.
By February, the sun will be shining.
No, it's going to be almost spring. Don't you hope after all the snow?
The snow will be gone.
Well, and what will help us is a little Handel, Sweet Bird, from the Allegro il Pensiero. A wonderful soprano aria sung by Christine Brandis, who will be coming to sing for us on February 20th. And the flute gets quite a workout. So the flute is being the nightingale, and the soprano is trying to outdo in beauty. It's quite an amazing aria.
Sweet Bird is, again, pretty lengthy, so we'll listen to as much as possible. But if you want the real thing...
You want the real thing? Come and see us...
On the 20th.
Sunday, February 20th at 3:30. That's
right.
Exactly right.
Here we go. Thank you. Beautiful music. Four Nations Live. Now, you mentioned the soloist.
Oh, yes, and I should certainly mention the artistic director and the harpsichordist. Andrew Appel is the founder of the Four Nations Ensemble. He'll be bringing a wonderful harpsichord up with him, as well as the soprano and the flute and the violin.
Now, there's something you don't want to carry around too often.
Certainly not in the snow, though I find myself doing so from time to time.
Now, we've appreciated the fact you've told us about these two upcoming concerts, one on February 5th and one on February 20th. And you do have other hats, as
we've
talked about.
As I said, my main reason for being here in Rhode Island is to direct the wonderful choir at Brown University. We'll wrap up the show today with a selection of Rachmaninoff's Vespers. It's a piece the choir has performed several times, including just last fall. But this recording we'll listen to was recorded live in Spain when we were on tour.
Uh-huh.
I get to travel every so often with the choir, and to get to sing in amazing buildings all around Europe and South America has been a real joy of my job.
Well,
and this
wonderful
Rachmaninoff, I think, is a very nice example of what we do.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and bringing this music to us, Frederick, and best of luck on all the upcoming events.
Thank you so much.
And we'll have to have you back soon and maybe do a little bit more with what's going on at Brown.
I'd be happy to do that. We have some lovely projects coming up later this spring.
All right, we're going to listen to this last piece by the Brown University Chorus, Rachmaninoff, and then we'll see you all again next week on Conducting Conversations.
Oh,
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.